Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. A key High Court win for the federal government in Canberra this morning. It's ruled people who are not refugees with cancelled visas must stay locked up if they refuse efforts to deport them. The case brought by an Iranian man in detention. Anthony Albanese says these are independent decisions.
These are not people who have been found to be refugees. Indeed, the opposite is the case. Should not be just allowed to stay here.
An appeal for witnesses from major crash officers investigating a serious crash near York. A motorcycle colliding with a Mack truck and trailer in Cold Harbour around 7 o'clock last night. The motorcyclist, a 46-year-old man, suffering serious injuries and was airlifted to hospital in Perth. A 46-year-old man has been charged with murder, accused of fatally stabbing a man in Perth's southern suburbs earlier this week. 30-year-old found critically injured at a Safety Bay home on Tuesday night. He was rushed to hospital, where he died a short time later. A win for Aussie women living with endometriosis. The Health Minister announcing a nearly $50 million plan so they can access longer specialised consultations covered under Medicare. Mark Butler telling the ABC it also includes new education tools for doctors to help identify cases.
But I hear so often that it's just period pain or you're quickly put onto the pill, rather than having that deep examination of what is going on there and coming up with proper treatment.
And no Powerball winners, meaning the jackpot jumps to $100 million next Thursday night. That's the second time this year it's topped the $100 million mark. In sport, Luke Jackson returns to the ruck for Fremantle in Friday night footy against Sydney at Optus Stadium tonight. The Weather Bureau saying showers still a chance at Bouncedown at 6:30pm. The Eagles fly to Melbourne today, taking on Collingwood on Sunday minus Noah Long. Commentator Ryan Daniels has an update on his knee injury.
Not an ACL, which is really great
news. That's great news.
Still a PCL, which is the second worst one, but okay. The benefit with the PCL, and this is why West Coast are happy, is because he can actually do a full preseason.